Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Off the Rails show on the Earn 5-Star Podcast. I'm your host Joshua Voles, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com. And folks, I'm fulfilling a promise. I said earlier this week on the podcast that since we are in the middle of review preview season, because of schedules, we really haven't been able to start cranking out the two podcasts a week. But I had said I was going to try to make up for that with some off-the-rails shows, and then I kind of had one in mind. And here I am at almost a quarter after one in the morning Friday night after watching some Ohio high school football and probably the worst officiating I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, no hyperbole there, that it was the worst officiating I've ever seen in my life. Here I am. Fulfilling that promise I made to record this short, but I think needed show. Look, I had planned to do this a couple weeks ago, and just never got around to it. and didn't really want. We had enough to talk about. I wasn't going to bring it up fully on the podcast, although we have been talking about it quite a bit. And of course, I'm talking about conference realignment. And with the news, the most recent news of the ACC bringing in Stanford and Cal and SMU for like next to nothing, those three schools are just giving up a whole bunch of money. I that news just dropped, but I've certainly already had thoughts in place a couple weeks ago, like I said. And here we are. Now we are just, I don't know if we're on the tail end, but kind of on the tail end of this massive conference realignment shift for the sport. Obviously, Oregon State and Washington State, I don't know, either God bless or RIP. But they're that still needs to get figured out by them. But it's just, it's wild. There's just the amount of moves made over the last few years. It's just, it's like five times the amount that we saw in the last decade. And I'm not sure if it's good for the sport. And I can't say I'm 100% sure that it's not good for the sport, but I'm very, very, very sure that it's not good for the sport. And, you know, when we get into these conference discussions, and especially, like, look, you know, we talk a lot about the whole national scene, you know, on the Earn 5-Star podcast and on the website. And I'm not sure if Notre Dame fans feel, not they feel equipped, but certainly when you're talking to other fans, you know, throughout the country or whatnot that are fans of other schools, you kind of get that look like, and what conference are you in again? Oh, you're not in any. So you shut up. I mean, they, you know, people get upset. So anyways, we need to answer the question, you know, like, is Notre Dame to blame for all this conference realignment? Maybe there's some of you out there that think that's a silly question. Like, how could it be Notre Dame's fault, right? They're not in a conference, you know, unless you want to count the half foot in the ACC, and we'll get to that. You know, then there's the other half of you that, you know, maybe you are like, absolutely they are. But so we're gonna talk just for a few minutes here. Hopefully you're listening to this, getting your Saturday morning chores done before college football hits you hard. Or maybe not. Maybe you decided to wait to listen to this on Sunday, Monday, whatever. It doesn't really matter when you listen to this, because this isn't a time thing. This all makes sense. Right now, tomorrow, yesterday, 5 weeks from now, it all makes sense. So is Notre Dame to blame for conference realignment? For this conference realignment, like, mad dash for cash, like all over the country, you know, like college football has seen, and college athletics has seen, you know, conference realignment for decades and decades and decades and decades. I mean, it's always been a part of the sport. You know, let's not forget, Tulane was once a member of the SEC. There used to be a conference called the Southwestern Conference. And you know, now they're, you know, the South Carolina used to be an ACC team. I mean, and that's just like some of the your Power Five or whatever, you know, kind of stuff goes on. Like, in the, when you get into like the Group of Five teams that, what, you know, you, some people call mid majors, conference realignment has been going on. Like, it's like between WAC, Mountain West, Conference USA. I mean, there's been a constant shift for decades and decades and decades. So the fact that conference realignment is just like some kind of like something that sprang up back in, you know, 2010, between 2010 and 2012, isn't true. This has been going on for a long, long, long time. But certainly we have seen over the last decade a major push into whatever box college football is deciding to get into. And with Notre Dame, they're a major player in all of this. And, you know, a lot of the conference realignments, you know, deals with, you know, college football playoff access. And then, you know, that changes. And then, so Notre Dame has been a major part of all of this. But let's start, not exactly from the beginning, but let's start at the beginning of like this conference realignment. The mad movement of conference realignment. And for Notre Dame, it really goes back to the late 80s, early 90s. It goes back to the Holtz era, when the Big Ten pushed hard for Penn State and Notre Dame to join the Big Ten. Obviously, Penn State jumped. This is huge. Penn State, you know, was a major college football independent back when Notre Dame, Penn State, Florida State, Miami, I know I'm missing, like, I really am missing, like, a bunch of other big name independents. The independents started to jump ship and move into conference life because, let's face it, scheduling's hard. I mean, it really is. And so not just football, but for your entire athletic department, trying to get things more finalized and situated and basically, you know, ease of use. And that appealed to a lot of schools. Because, I mean, a lot of these schools, their identity was not tied to independence quite like Notre Dame's. And for Notre Dame, independence had become a major part of their identity. But even back in the late 80s, early 90s, it's not like it was today, because you had so many other big name programs that were independent. Notre Dame didn't exactly beat its chest like it does now about being independent, because it was like, well, this is what we are, this is what we do, this is why. But yeah, this major stuff, you know, there's a point you go back in time. It's right there when Penn State joined the Big Ten. You know, you have an even number, you have an odd number now of schools. It's the Big 11, fun logos, all that good stuff. And the big, you know, they don't go after another school because the bait was ND. And the bait remained ND for another decade. And towards the end of the, I can't remember what year that was exactly. I want to say it was late 90s, early 2000s. This is not going to be an exact science that I'm speaking to you right now. This is just from the top of the head. No notes. Notre Dame was set to join the Big Ten. Mike Bray, Notre Dame head basketball coach, was basically told, we're joining the Big Ten. And that all seemed like that was going to happen. Notre Dame had a board of trustees meeting and all that. That got squashed. Wasn't happening. Not happening. So now you're sitting in the Big Ten made, two major pushes for Notre Dame, within that decade. Didn't work. Didn't work for them anyways. And in the meantime, you have, you have some shifts. Again, you had a conference called the Big Eight. That dissolves. You got the Big 12, that formed. All this stuff, had been going on between the time, that Penn State joined the Big Ten, which, by the way, is also the time that Notre Dame pissed everybody in the country off by being on NBC, by signing the NBC contract. Notre Dame at the time was considered greedy. They were considered to be all about, just all about the money and nothing else. They didn't care about college football. All they cared about was money. Is this huge narrative that was spun about Notre Dame that, we obviously, once we got into this major, conference realignment blitz, and fans are talking about money like it's actually like it's their money, like they fucking had it in their pocket, which is just ridiculous. Like, when people are like, well, this is the dumbest argument to have. But anyways, fans, administrators, journalists all over the country, were for shame Notre Dame for the NBC deal. And then when we get to this conference realignment blitz, then it was like, how can Notre Dame not join a conference? They would make more money. They would make more money. They would make more money. So then they were mad that Notre Dame decided not to join a conference and quote unquote make more money. It's because they missed the point entirely about being independent. They completely missed the point. They didn't understand being independent was the American dream. If other teams could do it, if other programs could do it, could, they would, because you are your own boss. You answer really to no one. You decide, and with a name recognition and everything that goes in with Notre Dame football, conference schmonference, didn't need it. teams were still going to schedule them. There was not going to be a problem filling out your schedule. Teams were, there was never a shortage for any Notre Dame athletic director, in the 90s and 2000s to schedule up a program to play. So everyone's shifting around about what they're mad about when it comes to Notre Dame and their conference affiliation. So fast forward from the time when Notre Dame voted down joining the Big Ten. Fast forward about 10 years or so. And another very huge part of this whole puzzle happens. And that's Nebraska heading to the Big Ten, leaving the Big 12, leaving the historic home of the Big 8 teams, of which Nebraska, was a part of. Why? They were pissed off at Texas. And they jumped to go to the Big Ten. Now they got 12 teams. They should be happy, right? Nope. Big Ten is still trying to get Notre Dame. Every carrot they put out there is to try to get Notre Dame to nibble enough to get them to finally join the Big Ten. That wasn't happening. And at that time, cable was still a thing. And the Big Ten went and grabbed Maryland from the ACC and Rutgers from the Big East for East Coast television sets. Plain and simple. I mean, and you think about it now, it was like one of the worst moves they can make. There was now, if they could go back in time, that never would have happened. And other programs that, have probably already, other programs that have already jumped to other conferences during this time would have been a much better get or a more value grab or what the programs, the program's worth and all that. But again, the Big Ten is trying to get Notre Dame. They're trying to push the buttons to get Notre Dame to finally say, you know what, Jim Delaney, we're in. And in a weird way, Jim Delaney got a little bit of a win when Notre Dame hockey joined the Big Ten and then went on to win the next two Big Ten conference championships in hockey. The Nebraska jump, because that's the historic ties. No one was really looking out for that. And I brag about this quite a bit where I had just read some articles during that time and had read how pissed off Nebraska was about this Texas thing. And I'm just like, man, they might leave this conference and, maybe go to the Big Ten. I went on a podcast with Michael Felder. I brag about this all the time because it's one of the few things that I was like absolutely 100% correct on and was adamant that it was going to happen. And, said, hey, I think they're going to the Big Ten. This is going to happen, blah, 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 blah. And, that obviously it happened. So anyways, so that's going on. And during that time, you had other moves throughout college football. Again, all of this was related to cable television and the viewership there and media markets, the whole nine. Now the value is much different. It's brand based rather than media, your media market based, which is an entirely different thing. So moving along, A&M bolts for the SEC. Again, Texas pissed off everybody. Is Texas to blame for conference realignment? Maybe. Again, there's all sorts of culprits. Notre Dame and Texas are two of the biggest suspects when it comes to this whole thing. Without a doubt. Notre Dame and Texas are the two of the biggest suspects in this entire thing. And then, you know, I don't have to repeat it all, dude. It all goes nuts. Notre Dame strikes a deal with the ACC because they need a home. The Big East is collapsing. And they need a home for all their other sports. And the ACC got more out of Notre Dame than I think most people thought they were going to. And they got them to commit to five, you know, games a year. A half in measure with, you know, for the football team, which is pretty significant. You know, I think at most Notre Dame played four Big Ten teams in a season. I think something like that. I don't think they ever played five Big Ten teams in a regular season, but I could be wrong. But ACC got them to commit, you know, to do that. So now we're rolling along. But the conference realignment just does not stop. The Big 12 is trying to save itself. And the SEC is just like, hey, we can strengthen ourselves. You know, the SEC took freaking, you know, Missouri along with A&M. I don't even, you know, Missouri was a candidate for the Big 10. But that happened. And then, you know, then it just went, it goes, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff with the conference realignment. And I remember very well how the 2010 to 20, well, at least 20, you know, 14, those 4 years were just chaos, rumors upon rumors upon rumors about who was going where and what was happening. You know, BYU went independent. It went all nuts. And then now, you know, the most recent things were Oklahoma and Texas. Again, Texas, suspect for being the biggest, you know, villain in all this, if you don't like the conference realignment. Texas and Oklahoma are bolting for the SEC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Big Ten starting to feel like, hey, if this is a two-conference race, like everyone says it is, Big Ten, SEC, you know, we need to add somebody. Notre Dame does not look like they are doing anything. Like, people have tried to make this happen. People have said, well, this is the move that'll force Notre Dame. This is the move that will force Notre Dame to join a conference. And it hasn't happened yet. And once they got the change in the college football playoff to the 12 team playoff, Notre Dame had no need at all to join a conference. They had, and especially in their own view, they have access to the playoff. They do not care about not ever having a number one seed. I have issues with that. Notre Dame does not. So, which is a big difference. Notre Dame is, like I said, living the American dream. They are doing what they want to do what they want. So they have access to the playoff. That's all they care about. Don't leave us out. People will schedule us. So they say.
But but you know, Big Ten, they're in the race, so they're looking around, and the teams that are like kind of the most flux are the Pac-12 schools. Because the media rights deal was, it's just asinine what has gone on out there. It's just the poor leadership by the commissioner, and just like they hadn't the slightest, and they're at a disadvantage on the West Coast. They just are. They don't have as passionate of fan bases throughout the country. It's just, and look, I'm not talking about you, Mr. Washington superfan or Mr. Trojan superfan. I get that there are plenty of fans out there. But it is not the Pac-12 fan base. I don't care which school you take, is not rolling deep like a Penn State or a Michigan or Ohio State. It's just not happening like that. So the media rights to, and no one's paying attention to it. They should be. I mean, Pac-12 After Dark is a fucking great product. I just love college football anyways, but you know, they're fun games to watch, but they were not getting the deals that the money that they were wanting. USC, UCLA, rivals across town, bolt, go to the Big Ten. There goes your real anchor in the conference. Washington, Oregon, getting a little okay. Hey, we're not really cool. Just hang out. Big Ten will take them. Washington, Oregon to the Big Ten. Your four biggest brands out of that conference heading to the Big Ten. And so now we're at a point where no one cares about Notre Dame, but I mean, like, it doesn't matter where Notre Dame lands at anymore. For decades and decades and decades and decades. Man, that's probably too many decades. For a long fucking time. One of the main goals was for the Big Ten to try to get Notre Dame. And then the ACC, maybe they'll be nice. For nice enough, they'll join us full time. Like letting them have a home during COVID. Notre Dame's just like, you know, thanks for no thanks. And so then we just have what we have now, right? So who's to blame for all this? So if you say Notre Dame, you're not really wrong. Like, this all started because like the Big Ten would not have a home for Nebraska if Notre Dame had joined either with Penn State or a decade later, they would not have had a spot for Nebraska. Now, would Nebraska have had a spot in the SEC? Probably not. They were not going to go anywhere. They bitched and complained and went public with it because there was a spot at the Big Ten because that was Notre Dame's spot that they were saving, basically, and finally saying, you know what, that it's not happening. We'll go get this big brand Nebraska. And that's really, in my opinion, where all of this nutbaggy shit kind of has its origin point, is the Nebraska to the Big Ten move. So is it Nebraska's fault? Maybe. Texas. But they'll blame Texas. So again, we're back to Texas. But again, somebody's over there going, but this is Notre Dame's fault. Because all these moves the Big Ten has tried to make over the years to get Notre Dame to join, and they will not. Or maybe it's the ACC's fault for, you know, placating Notre Dame and giving them a home and all that. Again, maybe this is just Notre Dame's fault. Notre Dame has been, in the view of others, bastards. Like they won't play by the rules. They won't just join a conference. They won't do what we say they should do. And none of them finding the irony in their statements was like, that's why Notre Dame's not joining a conference, because they're living the American dream. So is it Notre Dame's fault? Is it Nebraska's fault? Is it Texas's fault? Whose fault is this? Well, I'm going to tell you. And I think once I tell you, I don't think anyone's going to argue with me. Whose fault is conference realignment? It's Michigan's fault. Hands fucking down, it is Michigan's fault. This all of it stems from Michigan. For blackballing Notre Dame all those years to joining the conference and making Notre Dame basically jettisoning them into national level. No conference home for Notre Dame. They got to do things differently. If Notre Dame would have joined way back when they wanted to join the Big Ten or the Western Conference or whatever the hell, at a point, the Notre Dame we know today wouldn't even be remotely close to what we have. It would be a version of Northwestern. Notre Dame made itself by being independent. It spit in the low odds, and you know, if you beat the odds, you are a true champion. You are, you know, you're something else, man. You're a star, buddy. So this is Michigan's fault. Because if Notre Dame was in this conference, and I don't know. If Notre Dame is in this conference, do they even fucking try to get Penn State? I mean, that's Notre Dame is a key part in all of this, but it's not their fault. You want to blame somebody, blame Michigan. Blame Michigan for being bigots, for being dicks. Blame Michigan for trying to get other teams to blackball Notre Dame on their schedules, let alone the conference, on their schedules. Michigan, because they're dicks. It's their fault. And they sit there like they have nothing to do with any of this. And it all points back to them. At one point or another, it all points back to them. If you want to blame Notre Dame for conference realignment, for everything that's gone on, and there's some that have, I mean, you can make a case for it, but, and it's a good case until you realize, well, how did Notre Dame get here? That's the blame. The origin story is the origin story, not the middle story. And the origin story is Michigan saying, we don't like Catholics. Stay away. Oh, you beat us? We're not going to schedule again for another 40 years. It's Michigan's fault. Because if Notre Dame was in a conference, the weird, mad, the doors do not open like they have been recently. Now, people think I'm crazy, right? Like that doesn't change the money and all that. You're right. It takes a snowflake to start an avalanche. And if it's not snowing, there is no snowflake to make the avalanche. And that's what that all is. Now, we could have a version of what this conference realignment is, maybe something really similar, maybe a decade or two later from now, let's say Notre Dame joined the conference in Big Ten in 1970. Everything that's going on today would not have happened, but maybe it would have happened a few more years from now. But, you know, we don't know that. But I can tell you, you can go back in time, and a lot of these moves that were made, the big moves, at one point or another, Notre Dame is a part of this. Again, the Big Ten would not have a home for Nebraska, which, in my opinion, was what kind of gave the green light and for Nebraska to go to the Big Ten, for things to just kind of be like, it's on. Like, we can do whatever now. You know, maybe there was other moves that are more obvious to people, but that was the one. Because it makes no sense. Right? Nebraska built its entire brand off of Big Eight football, recruits from Texas, recruits from California. But I mean, like, that was what Nebraska did. Now, then they shifted their entire program towards the Big Ten. No more games in Texas. Few trips out west. Recruiting base out there dried up. Nebraska's not like a great state for recruiting. And for some programs, I think conference realignment matters in recruiting, and some programs it doesn't. I think for Nebraska, it certainly does. And at that time, And maybe, you know, maybe 5 years from now, maybe that's less of a case for every program out there. But when they moved and they, you know, they uprooted their roots. Can you say that? Uprooted your roots? Yeah, sure, it's a statement, whatever. So yeah, the long and short of it is, this whole thing is Michigan's fault for being dicks. Because in my mind, Notre Dame is the key to a lot of these moves that were made and the after moves that were made. And they never budged. They budged slightly with their one foot in the door with the ACC. But that's only because they weren't allowed to join the Big Ten way back when. Blame Michigan. When in doubt, always blame the Skunk Bears. The media darlings, without a doubt, are evil and have done evil things. And this is their legacy, is basically ruining college football, making college football some kind of, I don't even know, man. It just sucks when you start thinking about what's probably how this is all going to work out over the next 5 to 10 years. Like, this isn't college football. This is the minor league version. And I'm not talking about NIL. That has nothing to do with me. Good. Players get your money. Has nothing to do with ruining college football. And ruining college football is taking college football away from fans, taking rivalry games away from fans, you know, taking the crazy weirdness of, you know, rankings away from, I mean, just trying to make this a computer program, trying to make college football make sense is what is ruining college football. It's not supposed to make sense. It's not supposed to be clean. For years, we were under the delusion that it had to be perfect, while failing to realize that the imperfectness of college football is what made college football perfect. But slowly and surely, are ruining the sport. And it's Michigan's fault, without question. So that's it. I hope that made sense for you guys. It made sense to me in my mind. Not as much sense a few drinks later, but I've been rattling this around my head for a few weeks, and I would normally jot down a couple of notes, a couple of points to make, but I think I made them. Hopefully you guys get it. But again, this is the Off the Rails show. I got no one to bounce this off of. Make it make sense. This is where I'm at. This is all Michigan's fault, because Notre Dame was such a point of reference for conference realignment that it all boils down to if they would have been in the Big Ten, most of this would never have happened. And that's Michigan's fault. And you know what, by the way, thanks Michigan. Thanks for being dicks. You know, I'm glad you did your thing. Because now Notre Dame is Notre Dame and not just some random member of a conference with numbers that don't make sense either. All right, that's it. Lovely. Hopefully you listen to this Saturday morning before Notre Dame's Tennessee State game. Hopefully you're not listening to this during the Tennessee State game. I think we all want the big lopsided win, but I just hope it's not too boring without making any waves, if that's a possible thing. But that's it. Though, just a reminder, everybody, please rate and review the Earn 5-Star Podcast. So if you're rating it off that podcast, and if you think what I'm doing with the Off the Rails, and again, I'm trying to push these out this year a lot more, especially with our schedules and not being able to be together all the time for two separate shows a week. Still trying to get something else out to you. I know it's the football season. Everyone's hungry for something. And I'll try to do whatever I can to help there. Hopefully my ramblings make sense. I don't have Jude screaming at me, telling me I'm wrong. I don't have Brendan here making a joke, trying to try to argue a separate point with me about it. Hopefully this makes sense. But yeah, get on over to Apple Podcasts, leave a rating, leave a review. Any review that you leave, we will read word for word on the next Earn 5-Star Podcast. And that's it, y'all. Thanks for listening. And as always, go Irish.